News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Tech Check.
Brought to you by Bird and Bird, a global law firm in Ireland offering pragmatic advice to companies carving the world's digital future.
Jess Kelly, News Talk's tech correspondent, joins us this morning. Jess, obviously summer holidays have kicked in and all over the country, parents are looking at their kids on their phones or on their tablets or whatever, on their screen time, basically going, I'm feeling a bit bad about this, but it's lashing rain outside and I'm not sure what else to do. Help them.
Yeah, this is something that is, it's so difficult to manage and to police, particularly if your teenagers are, say, over 13 years of age, because they have their own lives, they have their own friends. And as you said there, when the weather is crappy, it's not like you can offer them an alternative. What I would say to parents is there are small things that you can do that will help. Let's start if your child is under the age of 13, which is slightly easier to manage. If you haven't already, it's worth going into your modem. So if you are, for example, a Virgin Media broadband customer, you can go into the My Virgin Media portal and you can set parameters on that device so that if your child is on a tablet or a phone, they won't see inappropriate content. You can also set limits in place. Also, if your child is getting their first device over the summer, there's a portal that I'm always talking about. It's called Google Family Link, and it is worth having all of the devices in the house signed up to this Google Family Link. And it means that you can knock off access to TikTok, Snapchat, whatever it might be, if you notice your child is playing or spending a lot of time on those apps. Where it's a little bit more tricky, however, is when your child is into gaming. So I know some of my small relatives are very into playing their PS5 or their Nintendo Switches. Again, it is worth noting there are parental portals within all of these devices. It's just a case of going in and setting time limits on it. So you
even
can set
in
it.
Things like PS5s and Xboxes and things.
Yeah. There's a parental portal in there.
I have four children who are all near grown. And I have never known this.
Yes. So the thing is, and it's changed in recent years, parents are being sort of empowered a bit more by the technology company. So you can go in and you can set limits. It's the same with, you know, whether it's phones or tablets. If you have a child who likes watching a bit of whatever it is, Bluey on your tablet, you can set it for 30 minutes and then the screen will go blank. So just do your research and take the steps.
So you can set time limits and you can set sort of content limits as well a little bit.
Yes.
And then all you're left with is wondering what the hell you're going to do with them after that.
I can't help with that one, unfortunately. If I could, I would, but I can't.
Thank you for that, Jess. By the way, England or Spain? Don't let me down.
So I have English relatives. I have a two-month-old baby nephew who's English.
Sounds like an excuse.
It's Spain.
Thank you very much for that, Jess Kelly. Chat to you again next week.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.